KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a warm summer afternoon, a big, fat, brown dragonfly zips along the shore of a pond. It's a four-spotted skimmer, the Alaska state insect. It seems to be chasing bugs for food, but it's actually after other dragonflies, specifically other four-spotted skimmers, females in particular. This male skimmer is interested in mating. The four-spotted skimmer is one of about 30 species of dragonflies in Alaska. Dragonflies are found throughout the state and range from small, delicate.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The state of California is seeking an immediate federal court order to impose restrictions on the National Guard and U.S. Marines mobilized in Los Angeles while a lawsuit challenging the deployment moves forward. Meanwhile, President Trump says National Guard troops will remain in L.A. as long as needed. NPR's Frank Ordonez reports Trump is not ruling out invoking the Insurrection Act.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says that without the deployment of the National Guard, the ongoing protests in Los Angeles would be out of control.
If we didn't send out the National Guard, and last night we gave them a little additional help, you would have Los Angeles would be burning right now.
Trump ordered thousands of National Guard troops to Los Angeles to address anti-immigration enforcement protests, without the consent of California's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom. Trump said he spoke to Newsom recently and said he was an incompetent leader. Trump would not say how long the National Guard would remain in Los Angeles, only that they'll stay until there's, quote, no danger. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Critics accused Trump of manufacturing chaos. It has been largely calm so far, a day after the L.A. area saw more demonstrations. The Trump administration says it is investigating whether the protests had financial backing, suggesting it could be a foreign adversary. Critics are questioning the cost of the deployment on top of the price tag for this weekend's military parade celebrating the Army's 250th birthday, estimated to cost tens of millions. All this casting a shadow over President Trump's visit this hour to Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
Trump's visit to the largest U.S. Army base by population also allows him to celebrate a campaign promise kept. The Biden administration had renamed the installation Fort Liberty, but Trump quickly had it changed back. The massive military parade featuring tanks and flyovers is on Saturday, which is also Trump's birthday. But he insisted it isn't about him.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting. Democratic senators grill the director of the National Institutes of Health on Capitol Hill today about cuts at the agency. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
NIH Director Jay Bhattacharya faced some angry questions from Democratic senators about the firing of hundreds of NIH staffers, termination of billions of dollars in grants, and plans to cut the NIH budget by nearly 40%. Senator Richard Durbin said the cuts were devastating patients' hopes for future cures.
How can you walk away from that?
Well, Senator, my intention not to walk away from that. I think that...
But the budget speaks for itself. You cut $18 billion in research.
Bhattacharya promised Durbin he'd work with Congress on the NIH budget. He also answered friendly questions from Republican senators who argued the NIH needs changes. Rob Stein, NPR News.
It's NPR. World Bank officials project the global economy will manage to dodge a recession this year. Here's NPR Scott Horsley.
The World Bank expects the global economy to grow just 2.3% this year. Back in January, forecasters were projecting nearly 3% global growth. That's been downgraded as a result of President Trump's trade war and the uncertainty that's followed. Trump has ordered double-digit tariffs on nearly everything the U.S. imports, and he's threatened to push import taxes even higher. World Bank forecasters say that will also put the brakes on the United States' own economic growth. They're projecting a growth rate of just 1.4% for the U.S. economy this year and 1.6% next year. That's about half the growth rate the U.S. enjoyed in 2024. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
As part of NPR's Climate Solutions Week, we take you to a Western North Carolina community, population 100. It's rebounded less than a year after Hurricane Helene, NPR's Chloe Veltman reports.
Earth Haven Eco Village isn't far from Asheville, but was fortunate to make it through Hurricane Helene relatively unscathed. The community is mostly self-sufficient when it comes to power, water and food, and has access to chainsaws and tractors. Its residents are also required to cooperate. University of Washington climate scientist Rishi Sugala says this collective spirit is one solution in a world of worsening climate disasters.
There's a lot of evidence that shows that the stronger a community's social cohesion is, the better chances they have of resilience from climate hazards.
Hurricane Helene was a climate-intensified storm that killed more than 100 people in North Carolina alone and caused billions of dollars in damages after it hit late last September.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska, from Sipkinap to Castle Cape. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today south winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a slight chance of rain after 10 a.m. Cloudy with highs near 46. South winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, rain likely mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy with lows near 44. South winds around 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday, rain likely before 7 a.m. Cloudy with highs near 47. South winds around 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches. A high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot 6 inches. And a low at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:01 this morning. Your sun will set at 11:22, giving us 17 hours and 21 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
I started out with some Grateful Dead here with Standing on the Moon. After that, U2 and God's Country. And then Joan Jett with Too Bad on Your Birthday.
Soldiers. There's a metal flame beside me. Someone planted long ago. Oh, glory, standing stiffly, crimson, white, and indigo. Oh, glory, standing stiffly, crimson, white, and indigo. Indigo. I see all of Southeast Asia. I can see El Salvador. I hear the cries of children and the other songs of war. It's like a mighty melody that rings down from the sky. Standing here upon a shadow on the sun. Standing on the moon, the stars go fading one by one. I hear a cry of victory, another of defeat. A scrap of age-old lullaby down some forgotten street. Talk is cheap and vision true. Standing on the moon, but I would rather be with you. Somewhere in San Francisco, on a back porch in July, just looking up at heaven at this crescent. In the sky, standing on the moon with nothing left to do. A lovely view of him, but I'd rather be with you. A lovely view of heaven, but I'd rather be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, Lou Reed is up next with the clean version of Vicious. Or is it a vicious version of clean? We'll find out. And then Soft Cell after that with A Lover Spurned, that is. And then McDonald with Love Song. Here's Lou Reed.
Revenge. Our love has burned. day. More guilt to pay, a lesson learned from a lover's burned. Yeah. It was all so cozy for you. You had a wife, two children, and a beautiful house. And me? Well, you wanted me when it suited your needs. And now? Now I have nothing. Just a handful of faded photographs. Nothing but a cold, empty heart. But I'm not easily forgotten. I'll appear when you least expect. To make you pay, you ask for it that way.
She'll come to get you with a knife. Write poison letters to your wife. Totally destroy your life for the pleasure of watching.
Just be kind.
A little Madonna right there. Now we have some Bob Dylan with Heart of Mine. After that, Chaka Khan with I Feel For You. And then public service announcement. I can't wait for that. A few other little things. And Cyndi Lauper right down there a little ways. And some Boston with Higher Power. Don't go away, folks.
Trouble for you if you let her in. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Tune in to KSDP for Morning Edition from 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. National Public Radio's weekday morning news magazine, providing news in context, airing thoughtful ideas and commentary, and reviewing important new music, books, and events in the arts.
Cyndi Lauper with Change of Heart. Coming up now, we have Boston, that's Higher Power. And then Genesis with Invisible Touch. After that, we have Simply Red with Holding Back the Years. Might be some time for ABBA, but it's slipping through my fingers. I don't know. It's slipping through my fingers. Here's Boston.
We'll be right back. station with a pack on my back. A crowded transportation in the back of a hat. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. Pal around with Democrats, fellas named Mac. Take me right back to the track. Track, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, the boogie, choo-choo. Choo-choo, the boogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, the boogie, choo-choo. Choo-choo, the boogie, take me right back to the track.